Hello and welcome to Eternan's podcast. Today's podcast, we're going to do Tech Talk for May 10th, 2007. Sorry that, you know, I wasn't that up to date with my podcast recently, but I'm trying to get it back on schedule. I recently discovered green screen, and I've been playing around with that so much, it's not even funny. And you pretty much get the point after that. Okay. Google iBox is watching you. Make sense? No. Let me put it this way. Google iBox is watching you watching it. That sound better? The next time you look at an advertisement, it may be looking back at you, thanks to a new product from Google. According to Engadget, the Ubuntu-less company is working with a firm called Exuk to develop iBox, a $1,000 camera that can track people looking at it. The palm-sized device uses an infrared light to determine where what passers are looking at. Well, I don't know. Who the heck is gonna buy this? $1,000, so Google can watch you. It doesn't make much sense, but I don't know. Apple patent filing might be iPhone 2.0. The iPhone isn't even here, but a newly revealed patent filing could shed light on Apple's next move. The filing, which we noticed on Unwired View directed by Crunch Gear, shows an iPod Nano which will look like a touchscreen on the back of the player. The touchscreen interface looks quite a bit like the iPhone, with the QWERTY keyboard and a phone pad dialer as options can be brought to the service, suggesting the next iPhone might be smaller and thinner than the current plan. Although this doesn't mean much, iPhone 2.0 may be coming your way. Hey, never know. The Xbox 360 dashboard gets an update. Microsoft recently rolled out the Spring 2007 dashboard for Xbox 360. The next time you turn on your Xbox, you may be getting a new... Well, let me put it this way. You may be asked to download the latest dashboard update for Microsoft. Like previous updates from the past, in the Spring 2000 update is filled with dozens of tweaks and additions to make life a little more easier and enjoyable when navigating through the 360's operating system. Here are the most notable new features. Achievements repaved. Now, whenever you unlock an achievement, the corresponding name and game score will pop up, eliminating the need to click the guide to check what you unlocked. New Marketplace Blade. An entirely new blade will be added to the dashboard, decompassing all the content from Xbox Live. Improved players and friends list. Great. Improved video support. Console now supports H.264 and MPEG part formats, WM DRM support. Windows Media protected content can now be streamed via the PC to console. The name of the game in the disc will now be displayed instead of play game. That's what's on the Wii right now. Also, I would like to tell you that you can email me at lara39@podomatic.com. New York cabbies not sold on touchscreens. To the taxi officials, touchscreen monitors popping up in cabs help passengers get the most of the 13 New York minutes spent on the average ride. Passengers can pay by credit card, no more fumbling cash and tip. As cabs head through Greenwich Village, for example, passengers can find ads and reviews for neighborhood bars and restaurants. They could also view news stories and an electronic map of the cab's progress. The new The monitors are now in 200 city cabs as an experiment, but they plan to put them in all the 13,000 cabs. This has angered drivers. An issue has a delicate history. A 2003 experiment with touchscreen television and taxis ended up within months admin passenger antipathy. The drivers group leading the opposition to the modern notice carried out crippling one-day taxi strike over the issues in 1998. I'm actually recording this podcast from a taxi cab in Midtown. I'm currently somewhere on 42nd Street and 7th Avenue. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Ba-da-ba-ba. Wow.